Hey, this is episode 321 of the IT in the D show.
Is it on? Can you hear me?
I have no idea. hey, guest this week, we're wrapping up cybersecurity awareness with a bang. We have Kasten Thomas in the house. He's got a whole slew of things to talk about. He's our favorite internet security consultant and one of the hosts of the Internet Advisor show on WJR.
So we like this should
be
guys.
Absolutely. So this should be a great show. Hey, but this show is brought to you by our friends at Avalara. If you are a business owner, you know that managing sales tax is a complete and time-consuming process and a pain in the butt. Thankfully, there's Avalara. Avalara simplifies sales tax with real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing. Their software seamlessly integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale system, so it couldn't be easier. And they have experts in 15 countries around the world to help as you grow. Do us a favor, learn more at avalara.com/IT in the D. That's AVALARA.com/IT in the D. Tax compliance done right.
Looks pretty simple. Dave, I like it.
You may fire one.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt, that's Gary, you're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hey guys, it's Time Hawk, Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. You're listening to the IT and D Show.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT in the D Show. And Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka, Sweep the Leg, listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the beat off.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Professor Xavier. Storm. Storm. Come here, Storm. Sit up my lap, Storm.
You're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
This is the ladies man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds. What is a nerd?
Hi, this is Ogre. You listen to a bunch of nerds on the IT and the D? Nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT in the D.
Hi, it's Count Chocula, and you're listening to IT in the D. Whatever the hell that is.
Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snoops to the Nooge. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
This is Robert Hayes, the Ted Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show.
It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
Hi, this is Jeremy London from Mallrats, and I'm just wondering, how did I go from Hot Floridian Sex with Brandy spinning to the IT and D Show?
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT and the D.
Skeptical Dave is skeptical.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. I'm a techie. I'm a nerd, fellow podcaster. My favorite podcast is IT and the D.
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
So,
Bob and Dave, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
Hey, what is up? Thanks for hanging out with us once again. This is the one and only IT in the D Show, and this is episode 321, broadcasting live here in Podcast Detroit in Studio One in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan.
I was so tempted to do like a Sesame Street jingle open because it's 321. But
no. No, we're just proud of you that your mic's on for this episode. Thank you. This is Bob the Sales Guy. That's Dave the Geek. Randy, I do the Twitters, is doing the Twitters. Find us online at itinthed.com and do us a favor. Give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Fine podcasters old.
All right, so what do we got? We got Ann Arbor on 11/5. That's at Haymaker, yes?
Yep, we'll be at Haymaker. That's our last Ann Arbor event for the year.
Teaming up with AWS Michigan as well, so it should be a very, very good crowd.
And then we've got Embrew on 11/21. Always a good time hanging out in the basement by all the pinball machines, arcade games, and all that fun happy hoo-ha.
Yep.
And the good pizza.
The great pizza.
It's the pizza.
The great bar. But hey, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Zapier. If you haven't heard us talking about it, they've basically stripped out the API of every single app, like 1,500 different apps, and basically got them to all talk. Why are you wasting time moving data from emails to spreadsheets to CRM? That stuff should just happen, and Zapier can help. It's literally the easiest way to automate your work. It connects to all your business software, handles all the work for you. No more wasting your time on tasks that, you know, can be automated, because that's what they do. They let you engage with leads, send them to CRM, and then send it to your accounting software. I mean, literally, you can automate everything, and they will build the exact solution that you need in minutes. No writing code or asking a developer. Join more than 4.5 million people who are saving an average of 40 hours per month by using Zapier. Do us a favor, through November, try Zapier free by going to our link, zapier.com/ITinTheD. That's Zapier, Zapier.com/ITinTheD for your free 14-day trial. Zapier, give it a shot. Everyone I talk to freaking loves it.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before we dive into the news, we've got a special promo code for our listeners.
Okay.
Last year we had DevOne on talking about their conference, and it's back next week. We couldn't get them on the show this year, but they did give us a little something special for all our listeners.
Schedules are horrible.
So DevOne is a tech conference focused on educating the audience on new trends in software development, DevOps, security, and IoT. Speakers from NASA, Google, AWS, and many more will give presentations, talks, and demos. It's an all-day event on November 7th at the Garden Theater. Check it out and get tickets at devone.us. That's DEVONE.US. Seating is limited, so grab a ticket soon and use discount code ITINTHED for $20 off.
Cool.
Is that your first read, Randy?
That was my first read.
Oh, congratulations.
That's adorable.
Ah, you made it.
Randy broke his cherry.
You made it. Hey, speaking of Guilfoyle, I don't know if you caught this week in Silicon Valley season six, episode one dropped.
No, I haven't yet. I haven't watched it.
Absolutely. I'll do a little spoiler because the show's a riot, and it's still as good as it's ever been. But Dinesh and Guilfoyle, it should be that show, just them two going at it. And so Guilfoyle basically writes a chat bot because he's sick of talking to Dinesh. And Dinesh catches him because he's at the coffee station, and he's like, "Wait a minute, what is this bullshit? What's talking to me?" He goes, "You write an AI bot." He goes, "Yep." And then they made friends, and then he talked to him, and he goes, "I hate this new guy." And he goes, "Can you write a bot so I don't have to talk to him?" So he goes, and then they're sitting there, and they're like, "Oh my god, what's gonna happen when AI Dinesh talks to AI Guilfoyle?" And the network just goes down.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, they're in HR, and she goes, "We have 6,000 pages of racist and hateful comments." And he goes, "That wasn't us. That was our AI bots." And the HR is like, "I don't know what you're talking about. You got to check it out. It's a freaking riot." Sure. It's a riot.
Dude, so I mean, it not even IT related, but this is the dumbest thing that I read this week, and I had to share. No, we're going to dive into that. But no, so it's Michigan-based because a Michigan court just ruled that apparently when you go to get your tires rotated at a place, service does not necessarily have to require tightening the lug nuts on your vehicle. And the reason why the Michigan courts ruled on this is because a couple took their car in to get their tires rotated, made it about 30 feet away from the place, and their left front tire flew off their car because dude didn't tighten the lug nuts. So yeah, that's a thing there. And so there's no legal protection now for if a mechanic screws up on something stupid like that, because technically it's not part of the service, they ruled.
Well, hopefully the mechanic place has fire insurance, because I will be coming back with a Molotov cocktail with their name on it.
Well, and then I'd be –
I mean, this is just a loose interpretation of the rules from the judge, so I expect the legislature to – pass a bill tightening this up pretty soon.
And I'm sure the judge was building model airplanes the day before, because this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
And then, you know, we'd be remiss, again, just because it's a local story, you know, the whole Founders Detroit dumpster fire that happened over the course of the past week. Mother of God.
How – who – dude, this is one of the dumbest – honest to God, how they reacted to something that was blatantly wrong – is one of the dumbest. Usually people say, I'm sorry, we're going to go through diversity training, or this person's been fired.
Instead,
no.
Their diversity person quit.
Right. Their diversity person quit, and they doubled down. Like,
yeah, so that was Friday.
It was one of the dumbest depositions I've ever seen in my life.
So here, and here's the thing. I took not a kinder view towards the deposition, but I can understand, because I've been in depositions before, and I've given depositions before, and the lawyers coach you. They beat it into your head that you are not to speculate. You are not to guess. You are not to equivocate. You are to give basically yes or no answers. And if you can't give a yes or no answer, you ask for clarification to put them on the spot, not you. Now, there comes a certain point in time when you have to use your own brain and be a human being. Because, yes, the manager that's sitting there going, well, I didn't know if he was black. Well, really? You didn't know. Did you notice his skin tone was different? Yeah. Well, what did that mean? Well, what do you mean? Well, are you aware that
awful.
Did you know that Michael Jordan is black? Don't know. Never met him. What? What? Wait, what?
No, it read – that read that. That's what destroyed – like it read so poor.
But like I said
– I want to take your side on that, but no. There comes a time and point where that – yeah, that's general common sense.
Yeah.
Do you know pizza's food? Do you know pizza's food? What do you mean?
Well, that's why
eat it? Eat it how? Like what?
That's why I loved the lawyer for Tracy that basically said, no, I assure you, you do not need any clarification on this. You know.
Right. Well, at this point, you can't –
that was what? Monday? That leaked.
Right.
I think it was
Thursday, Friday they shut down.
Well, Wednesday. So like I kind of knew something was happening. Wednesday, the employees were over at in the courtyard area of DSC planning for what was going to happen Saturday. So I kind of knew that was coming. That gets announced Thursday morning, immediately followed by Founders basically saying, hey, we're just closing the Detroit Tap Room indefinitely, you know, until further notice. So, but now here's my conspiracy theory. Like, here's my theory about this. Because the founder said, "Oh, we're worried about the safety of the employees and that kind of stuff." Dude, there was
no threat.
There was no threat to your employees whatsoever. None. I don't buy that. But so think about it. So the CBS release, which is probably their most popular beer when it comes to releases,
KBS CBS, yeah,
is Saturday. So there's a and that was the other part. Yeah, so they want other breweries last week start pulling out of the beer fest that's at Eastern Market because Founders is involved. Wednesday, Founders pulls out, and so other breweries start stepping back in. Then you've got this protest that's planned for Saturday while the beer fest is going on during a CBS release. Nah, man. They closed that brewery because they didn't want – because it's always a media circus when those releases happen. So to have that many people wrapped around the block – with the media sitting, because you know the media is going to be sitting there asking people for their opinions and that kind of stuff. That's why they closed.
I got two other theories. One is they just sold out to the Spanish so they could care less because they got their paycheck.
Well, that deal's not finalized yet. It doesn't finalize until the end of January.
I thought it was final. It just doesn't kick in until January 2020.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah. And then the other one is that location was losing their ace.
I wouldn't dispute that either. I mean, so for what it's, you know, one, so you feel for the people that work there with it being closed, although they did say everybody's getting paid. Okay, that's fine for like the brewers and those kind of people, but like the servers that, you know, aren't, you know, that basically work for tips, how are you going to pay them? That's just not going to work out. And it's sad for Cass Corridor. I mean, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, how you felt about Founders before all this happened. I mean, that was one more reason for people to come to Cass Corridor and hang out and that kind of stuff. And that's not there now.
It's a cool place.
Yeah.
You know what was cool? Did you watch Dolomite this weekend?
I did not. I'm trying to play catch up on like so many other things that's totally on my list, but I've heard it's phenomenal.
So here's the thing: if you're not in the know, it was like the original blaxploitation movie, yep. Kind of like Machete, and I don't know, you know. And then basically, it was very endearing. By the end of it, you're gonna love it. The way the story played out, and the way it was done. Eddie Murphy was. He sounded too much like Eddie Murphy, but I get it. Like, it's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
But wow, what a cool, honest to God, what a awesome little story that was. And I mean, everyone watched that movie or grew up with it, and that's where you learn.
Oh God, yeah.
You know, if you talk to any rapper, they're going to be like, yeah, that's the guy that taught us the originator of rap.
Well, how many rap songs out there? How many rap lyrics out there include Dolomite?
Right. Well, he like basically was the king of saying the MF word.
Yeah.
Like, but you didn't know. Like, it was a total shock to me on how the story came about. So like, it was very cool and how it ended. Like, it was a great ending. It was one of those. It was a very feel good. But it's a must watch. It's definitely a must watch.
I do have really bad news for you, Bob.
Oh boy,
because I know how near and dear this is to your heart.
Oh boy.
I don't know if you caught Rogan's interview with Edward Snowden.
Yes.
And so Snowden, you know, admitted that like not only all the stuff that he's leaked already, but he did go poking all through the CIA's files, all through the government's files, and he can confirm not only are there no aliens at Area 51, but yes, indeed, we did land on the moon.
Bullshit. Snowden's a fraud. That's why he's going to get arrested. That's why nobody believes him, because he's making up crap. They paid him to say that we didn't that there's no aliens and we landed. So the government's like, we'll make you a deal. We'll only give you 40 years in prison.
Right.
If you landed on the moon. It's all plea deal bullshit. I don't know.
So two good robot stories came out. One that scares the hell out of me and one that made me laugh. Boston Dynamics, their little Spot the Dog that we've talked about a bajillion times, is about to go on the market.
It's going on sale. By the way,
sale.
There's a video going around that looks insanely real.
Yep.
And it's Boston with two S's.
Oh.
Boston.
Boston. Yeah. And it's like basically it's RoboCop and they keep hitting it with the hockey stick and it keeps on target and then they put bees on its face. I'm like, this is goofy. And like, because I'm watching it. Like,
right.
I'm like, oh my God, we're all dead. And then I already think we're dead because this effing dog.
Yeah.
All it needs straps a missile launcher on its back.
Anyone who watched Black Mirror, the bullet head episode, this should freak the hell out of you.
What's going to cost? What did they say? It's going to cost like a luxury. I heard a high end luxury car.
Okay.
So I assume that to be 50 to 70 grand.
So yeah, companies will be buying them and putting guns on them. That'll be great.
Right.
The other one is, hey, if you want to put – if you want to volunteer to have your face on a robot.
No.
A series of robots that they're going to be releasing. They will pay you eventually because there's an application process. It's out at Geomike, GEOMIQ.com. The one they select will get $129,000.
No.
To allow their face to be on the robot.
But think about it this way, Bob. Maybe the robots will recognize you as a friend and not kill you in the uprising.
Ooh. Oh, no, it'd be like C-3PO on Endor.
Right.
Right, I'll be like their deity.
You'll be their god.
Yes. There you go. And I'll go, and I'll just sit there like bow to my children.
Ooh.
An army of Bobs.
that's all this world needs is an army of Bobs. All right.
Why don't they just make a generic face? Why pay someone? You know how easy it is just a 3D model, some generic just face or blend.
What is that website that messes up a bunch of faces that aren't real?
Well, here's why. You know what's going to happen. They're going to do that. Somebody's going to say, hey, that looks like me. You're using my likeness, and sue the hell out of them. So why not just go ahead and go through the, like, spend the $129,000 to avoid the $1 million in lawsuits? It's a thing.
And the no shit article of the week is going out to Netflix, who basically announced that they're considering cracking down on password sharing.
But they have no idea how they would do so.
IP address?
Every TV in my house has a different IP address.
Publicly?
No.
No.
No. DHCP. Yeah, but you're internal, but not external.
Okay, but so that
well,
means
then you have your phone, which hits a tower,
and
then
I'm
you
watching
have
it wherever.
Wi-Fi hits something else. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not.
Are they actually enforcing their 2-stream, 4-stream limits that they have on their plans?
Oh, I have no idea.
I was going to say, why don't you just limit it to 5 streams?
Because they already do that. I think the $12.99 is 2 streams. It's no, but like $14 or $15.99 for 4.
If you limit it to 5 streams, then it doesn't matter.
Well, but that could still be you giving. I mean, you
that's
could,
fine. It's no different than me giving to my kid. I'm just saying.
True.
At least then you're, you know.
They're just looking at it at what was it like $120 some odd million in potential lost revenue? I think they said.
Nah, that's toilet. You know what that is? That's like saying it during the Napster years that like, oh, these artists lost. I was never buying that shit anyway. Like, don't give me that.
Slightly different.
Cause nah.
Because you weren't subscribing to Napster. Different. So
if I'm not buying Netflix to begin with, then I'm just giving like so like Hulu. If my daughter gets it from her like her friend,
right?
Like she's never gonna get Hulu to begin with. So are they really losing it? You know, if you fart in the woods, does it, no one's around? Does it make a noise? You know.
I got you.
I'm just saying.
Although I did see the time of Netflix and chill is almost over because it's almost time for Disney Plus and Thrust. Is that
that doesn't rhyme? I don't like it.
I mean, Netflix and chill doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah,
no, but it just got that vibe, like chill. You know, yeah, like it's kind of it sounds gross, like Disney Plus and Thrust.
All right, so let's dive into WeWork.
Oh God!
We've been talking about this for what 8-9 weeks now as this dumpster fire continues to explode.
This is way longer than the Equifax thing.
Oh my God! So first off, you've got them announcing they're going to be out of cash by next week, by the first week of November, to the point where they have to postpone all of the layoffs that they're planning because they don't have the money to pay the severance packages to the people that they want to lay off.
No, there's the kicker.
WeWork, or sorry, you've got SoftBank stepping in. So you have 2 competing bids coming in. You had one from SoftBank, one from Chase. Chase was coming in at about, I think it was like $5-6 billion, you know, and basically taking over control, yada, yada, yada. SoftBank came in with an offer totaling $10 billion, to go ahead and take control. But the really, really, truly annoying part of that number is that Adam Neumann, CEO and founder,
Neumann
is going to walk away from this debacle with $1.7 billion.
Cash?
Like you can absolutely – I mean it's kids.
I mean stock in WeWork would be useless.
Well, yeah, because I mean that's the thing. The SoftBank offer is basically buying him out of all of his stock.
You know what? This is Frank Abagnale Jr., 2019. If you're going to do something, do it in such a grandiose, large scale that you basically get set up for life for being one of the biggest crooks since Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Adam New. You built a freaking house of shit cards.
Yeah.
All jokers, overinflated bullshit. You're renting space from Bill. You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Co-working. That model still isn't proven out that it can generate a profit.
I mean, Bamboo's doing okay, but I mean,
we've done the math.
Well, but they're not overextending themselves.
No. Like they did it smart, yeah. And they need the upsell stuff. And I think they've done that, and I think they built a good model with a few years of going. Is this thing going to be something? But WeWork just dove in every city, like how many cities are they in now?
Global. And that's the issue and that's the thing. Like they would go into, and I still want to see how this is going to play out downtown. You know, they've got all the stuff at 1001. They announced the 71,000 square feet at TechTown.
Two spaces downtown. It's not just 1001.
I thought they only had the one.
900,000 square feet in Midtown?
Yeah, it was huge.
I could swear it was 900,000.
But so like – and that's – so now that's – and that was actually part of the article that got shot around is what is that going to do to the commercial rates, the commercial leasing rates downtown. Now all of a sudden you're going to have a shit ton of vacancy because they're not keeping all of it. Not – they're not.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to keep the rates high. They're going to give you 4 free months. They're going to say rates are still the same.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, you look at the business model they were running with. Like, and that was the funny thing. Like, they would book people. They would try to book people into 2-year deals. They would give tenant, like, if you said yes, okay, I'll book a 2-year deal. They would give you your first year free, and then they would pay their broker the equivalent of a year. So if you were only there for 2 years, WeWork made no money on that deal.
This deal gets better and better every time I hear it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
for
crazy
certain definitions of better.
Yeah, I mean, so it's insane.
I think every podcaster, I think everybody in general, because I think everybody lives. My favorite quote of the week, and I put this on LinkedIn, and I usually don't share too much on LinkedIn, but this thing got, I guess I was trending. I got an email or whatever that means. 3 people looked at it instead of 2.
Right.
If you wake up on a Casper mattress,
yeah,
work out with a Peloton before breakfast, the little bike thing, Uber to your desk at a WeWork, order DoorDash for lunch, take a Lyft home, ride a Lime scooter to your friend's place, and get dinner through Postmates, you've interacted with 8 companies that will collectively lose $14 billion this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, dude, that's the thing. Like, and the other quote that was in that article was, I have no idea how this is a thing, and I have no idea how long it's going to last. You know, because they were talking about like all the services that are like, oh yeah, if you walk into this restaurant, you know, and you can order, you know, have 2 drinks for $20, and this app gives you a coupon for $30. Wait, what?
Yeah.
So now I've only spent $20 at the restaurant, and you're going to give me $30 free.
Here's the thing: the only people that make anything, that physically make anything, are Casper, Peloton, and Lime. And if you think about it, Casper and Peloton are the only one that actually are normal companies.
Meaning, yeah.
I make product, I ship product, I deliver product to, yep, you. Our deal's done. The rest of them, it's all the –
Well, the one that I thought was really interesting was they talked about Blue Apron and like, you know, basically the meal prep delivery services, where essentially you have to subscribe and keep your subscription for at least 5 months for that to be profitable for them, because their average customer acquisition is $460.
Oh, what?
That's Blue Apron. Their average customer acquisition total cost is $460.
God. But their selling point is it's like $8 to $10 a plate. So,
well, but so, but yeah, they're planning,
no, but it's
on that,
$32 a week.
Yeah. So they're family delivery. Yeah. So like I said, they're planning on getting $100 a month from you.
Yeah.
And so you've got to stay subscribed for 5 months for them to even start making money off.
That's
you.
Very aspirational as a user.
Like, yeah.
It sounds good, but eventually you're probably just going to get overwhelmed and like let it pile up in your fridge until it's time to throw out.
Yeah.
No, we used it until the
steak. For how long?
A few years.
Okay.
Until the steak came. And it was like, you know, tell the chef this is low-grade dog food. And I'm like, then I tried it again. Same thing. Some of the dishes – absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
like,
stuff that I would have never thought to make myself,
no, exactly,
or even order in a restaurant, and they came out great.
Loved it. But then there was like certain things, just the meat was so low quality. And I'm like, and you could see them progressively getting lower and cheaper. Like in the beginning, it was like, you know.
Everything was like, holy crap.
This gourmet shit. You know, like by the end, no, get it off my plate. It was, you know.
That irregular stuff they're trying to sell you through that other app.
Right. It's unique.
Oh,
it's
the
happy.
Ugly produce or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess the one cool thing, and I have no idea what to make of it, and I read it 3 times and I didn't know, but this total, this Google quantum computer that just came out, basically it's a super machine. It's not even a normal computer, but they did something in 200 seconds that would take the world's fastest supercomputer 10,000 years.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, quantum computing has been a topic for, 30, 40 years now, where it's essentially just taking that next step away from, you know, the physical processing and all that kind of stuff, and using light for a lot of the transmission of data back and forth and encoding things that way. And
the cool thing about that is each bit can be in a state of on and off simultaneously.
Yep. So I mean it's a huge advance. I mean like now here's the best part. Now you have Google, partner Boston Dynamics,
It's all
quantum computing. Yeah. You're going to go in the robots.
Yeah.
And we're all dead.
But, yeah. But the term quantum supremacy sounds a lot more impressive than it actually it is. What it actually means is just they finally found some one task that a quantum computer can do better than a traditional computer.
Hey, and then they need a new marketing department. Could they think of a better name than Sycamore?
Yeah.
Plus, I believe IBM was challenging their claim.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure this will go bad. I mean, this will go – it'd be like, oh, you know, hey, the number one pickup truck. Nah, we're going to question that data. I did think this was really cool. Lyft is offering free rides to job interviews. Like, I thought that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute. How are you getting home? But then I read it and they go, no, it's like you get like 3 weeks and they're teaming up with like United Way and a couple other charities. So like this is like a you know, because here's the thing. Unemployment's 3.5%. Everybody's hiring.
See, so here's the like, and again, I'm gonna throw a plug out for it, dude. I love that show, Adam Ruins Everything. They had a great discussion about what the unemployment rate actually means. You know, because it's okay. Those are the people that are, and here's like, and I didn't even realize this, and I went and Googled it, and went looking to verify this is true. If you have made $20 in the past month, you are not unemployed.
Because you can't collect unemployment. It's that's where the rate comes from.
And, you know, if you have stopped looking for a job,
right.
You're not unemployed.
Right.
If you are – I mean, it's really, really weird.
It's always been calculated that way. Regardless, there's a lot of people hiring, and if you can't get to your job, that's a serious factor.
Yeah.
One of the cool stories at my work, this guy who was down there, and you could tell he was one of the guy that was in training with me, saw him, and he's in the lobby. He's like, you here for an interview, man? He goes, yeah. And he takes the tie off of his neck and he gives it to him and he goes, give it back when you got hired. And guy got in, got the job, you know. So like, and like a couple of people saw it and like, so you know, this is how you do. Like, you know what
I mean? That's very cool.
Like, yeah. But like this whole thing with the ride thing too, it's like that's, you know, people need to step up and do crap like this for people. It's just, you know, it's the right thing to do.
So speaking of stepping up and doing things for people, hey, Spotify. Suddenly now you're profitable all because of podcasts. We'd like to talk about this.
I don't even understand how that works.
I don't either.
Because aren't the podcasts available on the free tier?
Yes.
But – no. So here's the thing. So because the listener rate has grown and more people are subscribing now, they are not having – like so the amount of listeners that are listening to things they have to pay royalties on proportionately or by percentage has decreased in comparison to what they don't have to pay royalties on, podcasts and that kind of stuff. And so they've actually turned a profit for the first time.
I don't get it either.
Okay.
Congratulations to Spotify.
Yeah, cool for them, I guess.
And the World Series getting a little bit of buzz too before we go to the break.
Hero we need.
No, there's Jeff a couple Adams. Of different reasons. It's the three heroes we need. We have the two girls behind home plate.
Yes.
That showed their boobies on live TV and have been banned from every single MLB ballpark for life.
Worth it.
Yeah, totally. And it was like, I saw the replay and I'm like,
Maybe they can get a job performing for airplane pilots.
In bathrooms.
Ah, gross. Yeah. It's a Borat thing. Can we put a camera in a lady toilet? Southwest pilots, you gross. I want to watch people pee.
Well, and of course, yeah, Southwest is denying everything, but yeah.
No, they did not.
But yeah, no, so Jeff Adams, the hero we need and the hero we deserve. He's a Senators fan, was at the game, and apparently I don't even know who's playing the Senators. Who's the other team?
Houston Astros.
Okay, so the Astros, guy hits a home run. It's going out into the stands. Jeff is standing there double fisting beers, refuses to set either beer down, and just takes the home run to the chest.
Chest bumps it, yeah. Like, honest to God, Caston, it was one of the cool, like, you saw this guy, and you literally, like, you see your buddy, and you give the chest bump, like, after the Lions just score. He, like, he's holding these two 24-ounce Bud Lights, and he just, like, just chests it into the ground in front of him, and then... I don't know if he picked it up or what.
A man's got to have his priorities.
Yeah, and he was like,
"Oh!" And everybody starts turning and bowing to him.
And he's like, "Didn't even feel it."
The Houston guys don't hit that hard. Didn't even feel it.
I like that it's already been turned into memes.
Okay,
like,
it's already been.
He's labeled like me enjoying what's remaining of the weekend, and the ball is Monday.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
But before we go to break, I have a quick follow up from one of our Twitter followers. John Patrick tweeted that apparently the Vatican e-rosary we talked about last week has already been hacked several times.
Of course it has. I real quick. So I wound up this week. I saw possibly the dumbest movie I've ever seen this weekend. It's called Countdown.
Is it the final one?
No. I would have rather listened to that song for 90 minutes than watch this movie again. It's about an app that tells you when you're going to die. And it gets in, like, there's a whole religious thing and demons and Latin in the code and all kinds of, but it was like possibly the most predictable, just movie I've ever seen in my life. I'm just saying.
Speaking of being predictable, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Kasten Thomas talking all things InfoSec. This is the IT in the D show.
We'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip/Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is segment 2, episode 321 of the IT and the D show, broadcasting live here in Studio 1 in Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. Bob the Sales Guy, Dave the Geek, Randy, I'm doing the Twitters. Find us online, itandthed.com, where you will find all the things. But hey, we are joined by our very, very good friend. I believe this is your, what, 8th appearance?
Oh, no. More than that.
Has it already?
Yeah.
God.
We're at least 12.
Wait, was,
for a while like there, the, I was coming on every 3 months.
The SNL jacket.
After, yeah, after
the whole like Tom somebody. Hanks, Steve Martin.
And just to think your first one, you were utterly terrified about being on here, and then I'll look at you now.
No, I wasn't terrified. It just sounded like shit.
But hey, that voice you hear is our friend Kasten Thomas. He is our resident expert, and we're wrapping up Cybersecurity Awareness Month with a bang. And then so what's your – I understand with cybersecurity awareness, and I understand it needs to be a thing, and I understand phishing campaigns and awareness campaigns, but this can't be just a month thing. I mean, so I guess what's your take on it?
You know, if it brings awareness, it flows into other things. So you bring somebody along and they become more aware, they carry it for the rest of their lives. It's not going to go away, but, you know.
Well, you hope.
It's kind of cheesy.
You
well,
hope.
Well, you hope in 1% of the time. I mean, it's just a – process of everything's a process, you know. You just gotta, you gotta keep it going,
right? Well, you hear what's the latest one I heard? What's it called? Where you call in and say, "I found Timmy's laptop at the restaurant, and they have all these files," and like, you know, basically you're trying to social engineer.
Yeah,
God, what is it? There's a name for it, but like apparently that's like a big thing now where they're calling around these companies and telling them like, what should I do?
Yeah,
and HR is like, they don't say burn it. They don't. They're just like, oh, just, you know,
it's the scam of the month.
I mean, yeah,
it changes every week, and there's just, you know, they're all the same thing. They're just trying to do a little bit different angle, and before you know it, you got something completely new.
So, what's top of mind for you these days?
Oh gosh. Top of mind right now is I have been introduced to the most amazing group of people I believe I've ever encountered in my life.
We're right here. I know. Thanks.
Well, yeah, so. Other than you. Okay, number two. There's a group called P2 Solutions Group out of Seattle, and it's an incredible, just an incredible group of people that they've assembled. Steve Lee's the CEO, and I met him, and the guy's Mr. Monopoly Man, you know, money bags.
Monocle in one eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
never had a monocle.
I know,
never
I know.
Had a monocle.
Stupid. Mandela effect.
Mandela effect, yeah.
But, you know, Steve was an international commodities trader, and that was in the 90s. And then he moved to Microsoft, and he was taking Microsoft into the cloud with, you know, one of the top executives who was bringing Microsoft into the world that we now know as Azure.
Right.
Another guy that just absolutely blows me away is Mike McKay. Mike McKay left
wasn't he
MIT.
The guy from Wide World? No, that was Jim McKay.
Yeah,
that was
Jim McKay. No. But Mike McKay might as well be. Mike McKay left MIT to join Alan Kay's company, and that evolved into Atari.
Yeah.
And he was the creative director and development specialist for Firefox.
That's why I know that name. He was part of that Atari documentary.
And he's worked with MIT Media Labs in the mid-80s. He started turning his attention to AI, and he was working at Sony corporation with the likes of Quincy Jones and Francis Ford Coppola. Actually, those two guys were working with Mike to bring forward digital movie making.
Wow.
And so, you know, his credentials just go on and on and on.
What's he doing today?
He's working with P2.
Okay.
And the interesting thing, I just found this out the other day. He was born at Henry Ford and spent most of his life growing up in Port Huron. So he's a Michigan boy.
Okay.
His stories just go on and on. Well, it's the blue water, you know?
Port Huron's really technically not quite in the thumb yet, Randy. It's still at the knuckle.
Yeah. Whatever.
It is north of 69. So what does that mean?
I name your sex tape.
Yeah. Oh, Dave got one.
Keith Ollum's another guy who's been around working in Microsoft environments. He's been working on green and water initiatives across the world, huge nation projects around clean water, green energy, those kinds of things. So they've assembled that. And this is not the announcement, but recently P2 announced that they have an exclusive with Micron. Micron Technology may be the largest company that most people have never heard of. You know, they're doing quantum computing. They've been selling to national governments, aerospace companies. They've got chipsets and telecommunications towers and phones. They are ultra high tech. Well, they've got an exclusive to take Micron's technology into the commercial markets. So we're talking about the P2 taking Micron technology. Micron has a supercomputer that's been reduced down to the size of a baseball card, including the thickness. So now you're going to see that stuff evolving into the phones, where phones are having these AI optimized processors that do 10,000 the compute capability of some of the most powerful desktops. So the world is just getting wilder and wilder and wilder. So they've asked me to come in as a consultant and work with them on the security architecture around this. So imagine edge everybody knows what edge computing is, but if you don't, it's essentially taking the cloud world that we're finally getting our arms around and creating a fog, because not everything's going to go to the cloud. Edge computing brings us back to where we're doing high levels of processing. So for as low as $2,000, you can get this supercomputer on a small circuit board that now is optimized for AI, because where NVIDIA's been taking that specialized processor for graphics processing, these guys are doing floating point optimized processors for AI, and they've released a development kit for AI.
So please, here we've got, please don't call it fog computing, though. Please don't make that be a thing.
Okay. Mist computing?
No, neither.
Okay.
Just call it like what you just said.
I take it back. I take it back.
Just say what you just said. That sounds way better. I like that. I like the way you explain it.
Well, I got called on the carpet the other day for using the term zero trust. The guy almost kicked me out of the office, and I said, you know, if you go back to the show that I did a year and a half ago, I said that the most overused and abused term in 2019 was going to be zero trust. Can I get a pass?
Still get thrown out?
Yeah, I got thrown out anyway. Learn my lesson. But, you know, we're going to bring tempered into this, and I've been on talking about tempered and that host identity protocol that they're building around. So that is going to be a basis of securing edge computing. So now you've got the ability to use that zero trust identity protocol for securing edge computing right down to the chip level. I mean, now, because it's going right onto the processor. I'm not saying it's being built in the silicon, but it can get loaded in there.
Yeah.
So now imagine a single AI processor that's running like Tipping Point. Tipping Point does inventory of devices and discovery of devices, and they've got a huge analytics package. Okta has released an identity movement so that they can use AI to know if people are exhibiting the same behaviors. You combine it with real-time locationing systems. You can combine it with all these different kind of functions on a single integrated chip, and then Mike McKay takes all that and parses it together with its own – with its own correlation engine built on top of that Micron development chip. Now you've got a fully functioning correlating movement, correlating activity, correlating the digital world, access control, physical world, all that in a single thing. And then the
Hunting you down in a Boston Dynamic dog.
Well, we're not going there.
You know? Remember last time Kasson was here and he goes, what's coming up? And he goes, yeah, we're just going to simplify everything. And then he comes here tonight and he's like, yeah, no, we're going to blow shit up. Like, this is
what is about simplifying? Because now you're taking, tempered. You know, I've got this chart that shows the 14 different products you need from Cisco in order to do security of your network and the cloud and your VPNs. And they've got all these different versions that are supposed to all work together. You can just throw tempered in there and take care of all that with additional functionality that, you know, nobody's close to delivering with being able to fully cloak devices so that you can't see them. You can't hack what you can't see. That's where you're simplifying. You're bringing all of these platforms in and integrating a single dashboard function where all the data is being correlated locally. Because it's like Steve Jobs said, the best technology is the technology you never see. So if you've got all this going on a processor board and things are just happening so that the network engineers or the security engineers can pay the attention to the resolution. You know, you're letting the technology do the thing. So you're simplifying the organizational effect that the technology is providing, even though what's going on that processor board could be extremely, extremely complex. It's a methodology that's running equations that always work the same. So to me, equations that always work the same are simplicity, mm-hmm. even though the equations may be complex.
Dude.
I know.
I'm wow. I'm intrigued.
It is a wow.
It's – yeah. I feel bad dumbing it down to wow, but wow.
That's the best compliment you can give because that's where I'm going – I get to work with this stellar engineer, Mike McKay, and, you know, Steve Lee and other people on the team that I can't talk about yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just this massive amount of firepower and brain power that I'm going, I'm in the right place. Everything fell into place. And when you look at what Tempered's accomplished since the last time we came in and talked about that, they built a system in 4 months with four people at Penn State, 1.2 million devices. So does it scale? Yeah. And so now you can bring that level of computing. That is simplicity. When I can roll out a totally secure network at 650 locations with 1.2 million devices in 4 months with four people, nobody else can do that. That's simplicity because it just works.
There's something to be said for repeatable, easy processes.
It is. It is. It's the way my mind breaks.
Speaking of mind broken, you broke mine already. I got nothing. Like, I'm sitting here, just thinking of the possibilities, thinking about even where to even start. Again, this is the biggest challenge that we're facing is, there are too many goddamn devices being connected to the public internet.
Yeah.
Which is great. We want them. We're begging for them. We need them.
Good touch, bad touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and that's why, one of the things, that we wanted to yak about was, you've got this whole workshop going on for securing medical devices. Mm-hmm. One of the stories we talked about a couple weeks ago was how hackers have basically now figured out how to get inside MRIs.
Right.
And either put or remove cancer.
But those are white hat hackers. It's not like there are black hats out there doing that today. So we'll just be clear with that.
But still doable.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's this workshop for? How's that going to work?
The workshop is all of a sudden medical device security is the hottest thing in healthcare. You know, the biomedical directors mm-hmm. and the vice presidents of clinical engineering are worried about it. The nursing teams are having their input. You've got all of these silos of people who've been going, we don't want it. We don't want it.
Right.
Or we want it, but we want somebody else to do it.
But they can't get a decent scheduling app to save their life.
Right.
Yet they're thinking about – they got to think about this stuff now too.
One of the funniest videos I've ever seen is called If Airlines Were Run Like Healthcare. It's – absolutely mind-blowingly.
I mean, aren't they?
Smiley face. No.
Oh, actually, you know what? That's one of the things we didn't talk about in the opening segment. Just talk about, like, you know, computing and what you can do with stuff. Dude, that deep fake going around about George Lucas.
Oh, it got me for about 3 minutes.
Apparently,
going,
sitting there shredding the movies that have like just shredding the movie new trailer that's coming out. Yeah. And it's not him,
right?
It's a deep fake,
right?
But you'd swear it was him.
Now I get to blow your mind. I got to be a small part in a deep fake movie creation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And Bob, you saw this because you commented on it.
Yes.
It's a scene from Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
Where the posse is riding up to they're riding through the desert and they meet this gate that comes down.
Yep, I remember that. Yeah.
And so what we did, or what Temper did, was they changed the name on the sign that says something something throughway toll booth.
Yep.
They changed it to modern day firewalls, 10 cents to pass.
Yeah, accurate.
So it was a lot of fun in getting that cleaned up because I wasn't going to put it out in my social media.
That's way cool.
With words that my mother wouldn't approve of.
Right.
She'll still slap me down for that. So, and I am on AM radio, so I got to keep it clean.
Right.
So. But, you know, you look at the possibilities with Keith Allam doing water and green to be able to bring that kind of processing that Micron's doing into water treatment plants or green initiatives. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have, you know, massive amounts of weather information being cranked with all the sensors that you could have coming from water plants and from chemicals and third-party feeds coming in to be able to process all that locally. It's like there are certain things you're never going to do in the cloud.
Right.
You know, you're never going to do real-time gaming on Azure or AWS or Google Cloud.
I mean, according to Google, you
will. I was going to say Stadia rolls out next month.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's a communication piece. Your processing is still going on locally because mm-hmm. you've got things going on. Okay, I stand corrected.
I was going to say, it's all streamed, I think.
Yeah, they're saying it's all cloud-based. I mean, granted, it hasn't hit. I haven't seen any reviews.
Yeah, wait
of
till
it.
Their first bill comes out. And they're like, yeah, no, we're gonna go hybrid on this one.
Right.
What? Google kill a product? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
It'll just be in beta for 10 years.
Yeah. But, you know, you could use it in an ICU by taking all the – I mean, we're talking about an ICU having 50 to 100 sensors in it mm-hmm. in the next 3 to 5 years where you can actually do that real-time local processing in order to do all the correlations to do very, very precise kinds of medication – feeds into the bloodstream. Yeah, you know, now we're talking about inserting sensors into the body that are going to be doing remarkable things. You know, bringing that in to a local processor saves all of those potential.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Bonan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash! You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. You just don't turn it off.
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so.
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the can.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, warn the truth.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, be
Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys. Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass, go home, unplug, get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
I love this city. I was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.